If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you, young fan, for your IT health. Segment two, as always. We'll get to Colorado in a second at the game from last night. Okay. Segment two is sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids. Farmers, we know that volume discounts are a major factor when ordering seed. Oftentimes, discounts are lost buying from multiple brands. Beck's provides the most diverse lineup in the marketplace. Please go to beckshybrids.com for a full farm quote. And remember the three Fs always: faith, family, and farming at Beck's Hybrids. Great people.
Yes, they are great people.
Trevor. You know Trevor well.
Trevor is incredible.
And Sonny Beck, of course. I mean,
I would say this about Trevor Wells. He represents Beck's very well. I guess I'm directing this to upper level administration at Beck's. Trevor is a very good representative in the community of your corporation, of your company.
Yes, he is. We had a moment. During the break that we will address during Aging Gracefully regarding Young Ben and Sip. But again, that's a tease for next segment.
I just tease it a little further by saying it's an example of where you have to be mindful when it comes to Aging Gracefully understand your place in the world. It's not always pretty.
Leave it at that. That's part of okay. The next segment Aging Gracefully.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
Okay. Yeah. Scores from last night in college football. Of course, the one you care about most in Lincoln will be Colorado, 31-26 over North Dakota State. North Dakota State had a Hail Mary land at the 5-yard line, which was caught, by the way.
It was.
But didn't have the arm to get to the end zone. But they end up 5 yards short from a victory in Boulder last night. Now, Shedeur Sanders was very good in this game.
Now, wait a second. Do you want to go through the other scores first?
That's fine. Yeah, well, and we can recap Colorado.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do
the
that.
The scores of note.
The scores of note.
North Carolina came back to beat Minnesota 19-17. Let me tell you about this game real quick.
I wish you would.
19-17. Couple things about this. I tuned in for when Colorado was at halftime. I went back to this game because it started a little later than it was supposed to.
Okay.
Minnesota, at the point, a 0-0 game, second quarter, had third and goal from the 9. And they ran the ball, and they got a yard. Now, again, if you're playing not to lose, that's the way to do it. We're not going to throw the ball. We're going to get a touchdown. We're going to run the ball and kick a field goal. Here's the problem, though. They got 1 yard, and they doinked the field goal.
Bad look.
And then again, to end the game, they have a 42-yarder to win the game, and he misses it again.
And he misses
it. Minnesota had a chance to win the game with a 42-yard kick. It was the opposite of last year against Nebraska, where he made the kick. They missed the kick.
Missed the 42-yard.
He had a chance at redemption for his embarrassing straight-on 27-yard kick in the second quarter, but no. Misses it. Minnesota loses their home opener 19-17 to North Carolina.
Kicking in the college game, not great. Kicking in the college game is not great. Okay, keep going. So they lose again, 19-17.
19-17, North Carolina beats Minnesota. Both quarterbacks in that game for UNC, Max Johnson, not impressive. And also from Minnesota, the transfer from Carolina, from New Hampshire, Max Prosmer, 13-21 for 166. Nothing really. You know, he did have a couple decent runs, but wasn't very
impressive, though.
So there you go. There's a nice win for Carolina. Bad loss, Minnesota, for the way they lost the game.
Right.
Illinois shuts out Eastern Illinois 45-0 last night.
Okay.
You want all the scores last night?
Yeah.
Or not? Okay.
Whip through them.
San Jose State beat Sacramento State 42-24. Nothing about that game I know about. Utah, where Bill was at last night, they shut out Southern Utah 49-0.
Okay.
Cam Rising back for the first time since 2023. It was really, really good in that game. Excellent first half. Tulane beat Southeast Louisiana 52-0.
Okay.
Louisiana Monroe 30-14 over Jackson State.
30-14.
That's where Deion came from.
30-14?
Yep, okay. Over Jackson State. Kansas 48-3 over Lindenwood. Okay. Jalen Daniels was excellent in the first half. Excellent. Coastal Carolina 55-27 over Jacksonville State. Logan Smothers. UAB 41-3 over Alcorn State. Tulsa over Northwestern State 62-28. Missouri shuts out Murray State 51-0. Looked good. The game that was sketchy for a while for a ranked team, NC State was struggling with Western Carolina. They do win 38-21, but they were down in the second half in that game, 21-17.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Arkansas 70-0 over Arkansas Pine Bluff.
Mm.
They got a quarterback. Forget his name, but they got a dude that
transfer.
I think his name is Traylon.
Yeah.
And I saw a play where he scrambled and had, oh man. Watch out for Traylon.
I wish I could say where he transferred in from, but
his name is, what's his name? Taylon. Taylon Green, the quarterback.
Okay. He's a transfer.
They won 70-0. That's a nice win. Central Michigan, 66-10 over Central Connecticut. Wake Forest, 45-13 over North Carolina A&T in the game that you would care about in the Big Ten. Rutgers beats Howard 44-7.
Okay.
But Colorado, though, wins 31-26.
The one thing about and we'll get to Colorado right now after the one thing. I'm struck by the amount of blowouts. I mean, we like to say sometimes that the way college football has evolved, the talent spread around. But a lot of blowouts. I noticed that last night. A lot of blowouts.
Well, there's some games that had massive spreads, by the way.
Right.
That's what just happened.
Sure.
But Colorado.
Oh, yeah, Colorado. Let's get into this.
I had a tweet that went somewhat viral.
Tweet.
I'm not going to back down from this, by the way. Stand by.
Yeah, go ahead.
I said this, and of course, Colorado fans found this. I said, Travis Hunter will have 3,000 receiving yards if he's allowed offensive pass interference every play of every game. It got blown. That has nearly 9,000 likes and 400 retweets.
Yeah.
I stand by it. Now, the last touchdown he had was very impressive. The one that was
it was
a hell of a catch in the end zone.
He probably got interfered.
He probably did. But his first two touchdowns, he had I thought it was pretty clear and obvious offensive pass interference, as well as a couple other catches he had. Mm-hmm. Clear and obvious. So I'm not backing down, Buffalo's fans.
He pushed off.
He pushed it off a lot.
He pushed off.
And they keep saying weight room. I was like, offensive pass interference, sir, ma'am.
Yeah, don't get me started on Mark Jones. Travis Hunter finished with seven receptions for 132 yards. Travis Hunter obviously is an excellent player. Everybody knows he's a first-round draft pick waiting to happen. They have another receiver that it almost impresses me as much. He's a different sort of receiver. He's faster than Travis Hunter. Jimmy Horn.
Yep, he's good.
Yeah, Jimmy Horn.
Like him.
Yeah,
like the picture of him.
Jimmy Horn is freaky fast. You saw it when he split they were playing their safeties apart. Oh, two deep safeties. He split them, and he was so fast. It was almost unbelievable how fast he got into the secondary, and then caught a long deep pass that led to a score. Jimmy Horn last night, seven receptions like Travis Hunter, but for 198 yards. He averaged 28.3 yards per catch, also had a TD. He's the team's fastest player. Those two guys are, I did a kind of a recap of the game, takeaways of the game, and on the Husker Online message board, people don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear me saying that they have some scary receivers, but
they do.
But they do.
That's a fact.
Right.
I'm not pushing back on that. You shouldn't push back.
They don't want to hear. I get it, but they are scary. And Shadur is a first rounder. I watched the game.
As is Travis Hunter.
Right. I watched the game. Shadur's a first rounder.
Yes, he is. He's very good.
If the Miami Dolphins took Shadur, you'd be very excited.
I would have. Yeah, I've had belief in him.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. I mean, he is the real thing. They are. That's where. I mean, that's easily where they're most scary. Shadur to the fast receivers. It's not just those two. They brought in LaJonte Wester.
60 seconds.
Oh, 60 seconds.
Yeah, they brought in way behind.
They brought in LaJonte Wester from Florida Atlantic. He had five catches. And they got Will Shepard from Vandy. The pass rush didn't materialize that I talked about yesterday. They like their edge rushers. They feel like they have a wealth of edge rushers. Three or four really good.
Early. It was one game.
Didn't see much of them.
No, but I thought
two sacks.
I thought that the O line was not great in the game for Colorado.
I'd give it a C plus.
I'd say in the C's would be fine.
Yeah, C plus. But they got it, and it was. I'll tell you what, Jake. Lively scene in Boulder. Those fans are still with Prime.
There's a lot of Bison fans there too. There's a lot of
true.
A lot of North Dakota State fans in that stadium last night. And it was a good football game. It was good.
Pretty good. It was
31-20. It came down to the last play. The very last, again, a Hail Mary to the 5-yard line, which was caught, but could not get to the end zone.
Shaky defense by CU. In the second half. Only allowed 6 points.
It was. So Buffalo, Colorado wins 31-26, 1-0 heading to Nebraska next week. When we come back, Aging Gracefully and Song of the Day on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.